And as promised, our special guest, guests are always special here, our special guest is Cheryl Barrett. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
We can hear you. I'm all right. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm sat in front of this. I've got it the right way up.
Yeah, I can just about see you over that microphone. It's a bit in the way, isn't it?
Yes, me being 4'10" is not good.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in. But Cheryl, for those who don't know, is a prolific writer. That's a good word, prolific. But you are, aren't you? You've not just written plays and sketches, you've written books, plural.
Monologues.
What else? Monologues.
Pantomimes. Oh, yes, I have.
Really? I'm not going to do that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, where did it all start, though, Cheryl?
I don't know. I think as a child, I was always writing something. I was always this thing of being busy writing notes. I used to write down the top 10 or top 20 on the radio years ago as well, right? So it was always that thing of writing something.
Yeah.
Lists and endless. I'm endlessly writing.
Right.
And just getting ideas for comedy sketches and monologues. Pantomimes I find easy because the stories are out there. It's just your spin on it.
Yeah.
And the great characters that you can put in them.
Yeah, where did you start? What was your focus at the start? Was it pantomimes right from the beginning, or
no?
Which way round did you approach it?
I moved to Hertfordshire many years ago and joined a dramatic society there, Cheshunt Dramatic Society, and they had quite a large membership and some people that did pantomime, but for them there wasn't always the opportunity to perform throughout the year. So we had some one-act plays, three one-act plays in the summer, and I started writing those, and I started writing some of them for the more senior members, so we and some for all women, because there are always more women than men in drama groups. And that's how I started there. Those are all published now.
I
wrote about six and directed some of those as well.
Wow. So you're almost like writing to order for that group.
Yes,
give
initially.
Give people a chance to get on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Can you describe where your inspiration comes from? Because that's people who don't write, I think that's one of the things that is most often asked, isn't it? You say, well, where do you start? Do you tend to just start with one idea, like a eureka moment on the back of an envelope, and then think, that's it, I'll write a play or a story about that? Or does it tend to just grow over a long, long period of time?
I think it develops. Sometimes I might get an idea for something. One comedy sketch I wrote, the penguin is mightier than the swordfish.
Yeah.
I'd heard, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword, and I thought, oh yeah, the penguin is mightier than the swordfish. Oh, right, that sounds good. How can I develop that?
Yeah.
And then I thought of football mascots, which always seem to be birds.
Yes.
Because they're tall.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, a swordfish isn't. It's more flat, so how can I do that?
Okay.
And then I just developed these characters and worked it through there. And I'm pretty good at writing dialogue between people, conversational.
Yeah.
So that way...
Yeah,
That just worked itself out, and I had the title straight away for that. But some I write and I haven't got a title, and I think I've got an idea, but the title sometimes just follows.
Yeah. Are you the sort of person who sits in the corner with a little black book observing people? Do you get a lot from just watching people?
No, not with a book. Not with a black book. It goes. I have this memory that I can then go home and start chuckling and think, what that person did was funny.
Yeah.
And I might think of the way somebody walks, or their manner.
Yeah.
That would be good for a character.
Yeah.
But I don't sit there with a little book making notes, so don't worry anyone.
Yeah. I'm just checking now, actually. She isn't sitting there with a little black book. She has got a sheet of paper in front of her on the desk, though.
Yes, my idiot notes, because I tend to forget things, you know.
Yeah. But you don't just write plays or pantos, do you? You mentioned that you also write books. Tell us about the books you've written.
Well, I've been writing pantomimes, my own pantomimes, but also with a pantomime writer called Bob Heather, and we've written two pantomime books. The pantomime, I'm going to have to look at this to get the title right. The first one we wrote was the Gags and Routines for Pantomime Writers, in brackets, from Gags to Riches.
Oh, yeah.
And we had foreword by Chris Biggins on that. And that was to help pantomime writers with various yeah. gags and routines. And the recent one this year is more gags. More gags and routines for panto writers to transform your pantomime script. And the lovely one about that one is that the photo on the front cover is from three lovely ladies, Mo White,
oh,
Maureen,
yes.
whose yes. name has just escaped me.
Maureen Sullivan
and Lynn Forster, who yeah. were Arthur, Cone and Doyle, the three policemen in Sherlock Holmes and Panto.
Yes.
At the Apollo Theatre, Christmas Before Last.
Yeah.
And that photo is on the front cover of the book. It's a lovely photo, an action shot of them dressed as constables
brilliant.
Dancing.
Brilliant. And so that was, just for people who don't know, you wrote that pantomime that was performed at the Apollo last year, didn't you?
Yes, myself yeah. and Bob Heather, Bob that's Heather. One. That's my favourite, I must admit. Out of the 11 that I've written, that's my yeah. favourite panto.
Wow, you've written 11 pantomimes.
Yes, 2 solo and 9 joint pantos.
Crikey.
Yeah.
And are you still writing pantomimes? Have you got plans for another one?
Yes, I've got 3 half-written solo pantos. I keep getting other ideas and then yeah. leaving those and then keep going back to my computer and bumping them up the list.
Yeah.
But myself and Bob Heather tend to write one panto, a joint panto a year, and we're currently working on Cinderella.
Oh, wow.
Which we haven't done.
Yeah. Can you tell us anything about what your unique take on Cinderella will be?
I can, but I won't.
Thanks, Cheryl.
No, I think we're following the sort of traditional format from it, but the transformation scene is different.
Yeah.
So that will be different. The transformation scene yeah. is as much as I'm probably at liberty to say on that.
Yeah, yeah. But is it fair to say that you specialise in comedy, or do you also write the sort of darker stuff as well?
I'm mostly comedy.
Yeah.
Mostly comedy. The only one that I was thinking about that the other day. The only one that is not isn't comedy is a play that I've written, a very short one called 10 Abbey Court. So when you go onto Lazy Bee Scripts, they're the publishers. The yeah. very first one that comes up is 10 Abbey Court
yes.
by Cheryl Barrett, obviously, but that one is a bit different. This is about a woman who's flat hunting, and the estate agent is showing her around the flat, but her intentions for buying it are not as innocent as one would imagine.
Okay.
And I no idea how that came into my head, but it's one of those things that did one evening.
Yeah.
You know, when you've gone to bed and it's 1 or 2 in the morning and you got up to pay your normal bathroom visit.
Yeah.
And then you think, all right, okay, can't get back to sleep. And you start thinking things and, yeah. and that just came.
Yeah, it's an amazing process, isn't it?
Yes,
but
yeah.
it's something that's been with you since childhood as well.
Yes.
And have you ever got the writer's block and you just haven't been able to write a word, or do you find it just flows freely for you?
It flows freely at the times you don't want it to flow freely.
Yeah.
And that's not a bathroom visit, this is.
Yeah.
That's just sort of like, you know, sometimes late, 2 or 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, I've been sat writing because I've had an idea and I just want to get that out and,
yeah.
and get it on paper.
Yeah.
Or, you know, other times I've sat there with the intention, I need to sit, I must sit and finish this.
Yeah.
And I've sat.
Yeah.
And it's you know, and that's where the writer's block comes in.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but when we were chatting earlier, we were talking about you, the different things that you do, but you don't just write, you also act on stage. You appear in plays and pantos and
yes,
all that. And
yeah.
you also, you told me, used to be or still are a singer.
Yes.
Tell us about yeah. the singing.
Singing, I sang jazz mostly yeah. and blues. And I've quite a few times up at Dimbola, or they have an open mic up there, and I've sang a few times up at Dimbola.
Yeah.
And in London, when I was in London, I do open mic nights.
And
so that
did
was
you say
pretty
it was
good.
Jazz? Do you specialise in jazz?
That's jazz, yeah.
yeah.
Jazz, blues, but I love jazz.
Yeah.
And the standards, jazz standards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Cheryl, we're going to have to listen to you. You're going to have to do a gig somewhere, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. Have you got plans for one?
No, I haven't. It's just needing, you know, if you sing, you need some musicians to back you. So,
yes, you do.
So that's something. I did sing on the Apollo stage when Gary Plumley did the saxophone workshop.
Oh, yeah.
And I supported, I think there were six or seven people that did the saxophone workshop, and I sang a couple of numbers to accompany them.
Okay.
So that was.
But they do have jazz events at the Apollo, don't they?
Yeah, quite
regularly.
A few. Yes.
They're really popular, aren't they?
I just love the fact the Isle of Wight's so there's so much music, so much theatre.
I know.
It's brilliant.
I know. It's impossible to keep up with it all, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Whether it's music or theatre or whatever, anything artistic, there seems to be just a welter of stuff, doesn't there?
Well, it does, because I do the reviews for Sardines magazine, and there are so many societies on the Isle of Wight now that have joined the directory for Sardines magazine.
Yeah.
And more recently, we had the pantomime supplement, and I couldn't believe how many six months of panto on the Isle of Wight. Brilliant.
And they're still happening, aren't they?
Yes.
The White Strollers are doing theirs.
Yes.
Is there another one in Newchurch?
Yes, Pinocchio. Pinocchio.
Has that happened, or is it about to
happen? That's the last one. That finished. That's the last one. I think that's in March or April.
Really?
I know it went from November, December, January, February, March, April. So that's in April.
April?
Yeah.
A pantomime?
Yes.
I don't suppose there's any rule that says it has to be Christmas, is there?
I remember seeing one in May on the mainland. So
did
they
you?
Do, yeah.
Oh,
pantos aren't just for Christmas.
Yeah. And your stage appearances is the other bit. Well, you're going to be in one of my plays, What I Wrote, aren't you?
Yes.
Later this year.
I'm going to be on your coach trip.
You are. We'll tell people all about that another time. That's going to be in September.
Yes.
At Key Arts.
Yes.
But, yeah, tell us what else you... Where else would people have seen you, for those who don't know you?
For those who don't know me, they probably haven't... I was, sort of like, not treading the boards, more of galumping around the stage in... whatever it was, and I've forgotten the name of it, and it was a tap one, and it was
Stepping Out.
That was it. That was at Cows,
yeah.
As a member of Chaods.
Yeah.
And that was last year, and that was something I'd always wanted to do. And the parts that came up, and I thought, brilliant, there's a part there, Sylvia. You know, it's me to a T. She's overweight. She can't dance. Perfect. Get in there. And I was very fortunate that Amanda Barnsley, who was directing it, auditioned me and chose me for that.
Yes.
And that so that ticked one of my boxes. And the other one was to appear in a Shakespeare play. So
yes.
I was in The Tempest at the Apollo.
Of course. Yeah.
And I played Gonzalo, although Alan Smith nicknamed me Gorgonzola, bless him. And that was funny because I sort of had the wig and I had the beard and this long sort of wombly type coat on that went right down to the ground, all done up with Velcros, you know.
Yeah.
And it was great fun being in a Shakespeare play. So, you know, I just had to remember because I was learning two lots of lines at once and I would never ever do that again, I promise. And that was something. I'm thinking, you know, am I tapping tonight or am I sitting on a log on an island, you know?
I don't know. Yeah, and what's next then, Cheryl? You presume you're writing all the time.
Mm.
So, you're working on three pantomimes at the moment.
Yeah, quite a few pantomimes.
Are you writing the play?
The books. Plays. I've just got so much that's half finished.
Yeah.
That I keep going back to. Yeah. My history plays for children. I've written a slice of the Tudors in brackets, A Tale of Two Henrys. A slice of Elizabethans, they're both published.
Oh, wow.
I'm currently working on a slice of the Stuarts. So we've got the Great Fire of London, we've got Pepys, we've got the Civil War, etc.
Cheryl, you are so busy.
And a screenplay, which my brother-in-law, Colin Vidler, he's an actor, and he said to me, would write a screenplay with me. I said, I've never done one. Yeah, well, you will do. You can write. So, and that was that. So he sort of roped me into doing that with him.
Wow.
So that'd be interesting.
What's that going to be about, Cheryl?
Well, he plays mostly gangsters and thugs.
So not a comedy then?
No, that's it. A, it's not a comedy, and B, it's a screenplay. But because my degree's sort of like writing and publishing, so I did that. So somewhere at the back of my mind is the fact that, yes, I do remember, you know, doing that before.
Yeah, fantastic. And of all the things that you do, you got to name one that is your first. If you could only do one of them, writing, acting or singing, which one would it be?
This is a difficult question. My friend Shirley used to ask me this, and I used to say, I really don't know. Because when I'm on stage, I love acting. Mm. Equally, I love writing and writing something, and then you must feel the same when you've written something and see people acting out your characters, the buzz that you get from that, seeing your characters come to life, you know, that's fantastic. But singing again, so I really find that difficult to pin that down.
Yeah. Are you going to concentrate a bit more on the singing? Because that's the side of it that I think you said, since you moved to the island, you've not had many opportunities to.
No, that's taken a back seat because, you know, with singing, you need. I don't play an instrument, although I will be learning the ukulele from Tuesday week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm booked on a you know, beginner's ukulele course.
Yeah. So you just thought you'd fit that in as well?
Yes. Yeah. You know, might find some time to sleep.
And you work full-time, don't you?
Yes, yeah.
So tell us about that, Cheryl.
I'm very fortunate. I work at St George's School, which is just round the corner. So I'm in the sixth form there, and I support youngsters there. And it's a lovely job. I do enjoy working with them.
Are you a teacher?
No, I'm a learning support assistant. So it could be anywhere from the classroom. We could be, you know, in doing drama, science. You know, there are many different subjects.
Have you always done that?
I've been a learning support assistant, yes, I think since my youngest child was 3. She's now 30-something. So for 30-odd years, good grief.
Yeah.
Yes.
And just give us a quick sort of potted life history, Cheryl. So where were you born and bred, and how did you end up here on the Isle of Wight?
I came on the ferry the same as everyone else.
Not that one again.
Boom, boom. yes, so basically I was born in London, but grew up in a new town, which was Harlow in Essex.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Dad was one of these that had to travel backwards and forwards to a new town, get a job there, work there, and then get a house there. And then moved back to London, to Islington, ran a youth centre there for quite a few years, and which got me to the island eventually, because my boss there, Shirley, retired to the Isle of Wight, and I used to come and visit her. And when it was time for me to think, what am I going to do next, I remembered my visits here.
Yeah.
From London through to Hertfordshire, and then through Essex via Kent, staying with my sister for a few months as I was waiting for the house sale and to move over to the Isle of Wight.
Yeah. So and how long have you been here?
2 and a bit years.
Oh,
so just over 2 years, because somebody said, if you can last 2 years, you'll stay.
Yeah.
And I thought, yes.
Yeah, you've done it.
Yes, the winters are mild, so that's not a problem. And the fact is, you walk, you know, the seas. I love walking along Yarmouth Pier.
Yeah.
I'm inspired. I could sit in Dure coffee shop or the Gossips, you know, and just sit with a piece of paper, cup of tea, and normally a scone, some form of cake.
Okay. Confessions.
Yeah, confessions of a writer. You know, latte, cake, piece of paper, pen.
Yeah,
you
and,
know.
And more cake.
Yes.
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 Quite right. Too.
Or ice cream. Or ice cream. Mingella's ice cream as you're walking up the pier.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely.
Now you're talking.
Yes.
Right. You made me hungry now. Stop it. Right. Just to finish off then, you mentioned briefly about the reviews that you do. It's for a magazine and a website called Sardines, isn't it?
Yes, Sardines Magazine.
How long have you been doing that for, Cheryl?
Since 2012, so 4 years.
Okay. So I'm fascinated by that, because as a writer and a performer, you are sitting there watching everybody else have a go. So it must give you a unique perspective on it. And I was going to ask you, apart from maybe mentioning some reviews you've done or are about to do, what your take is on the scene on the Isle of Wight generally. You'll probably say how wonderful we all are because it's a small island and you wouldn't want to slag us off. But how would you rate the quality of the output on the Isle of Wight?
Very high in terms of acting, in terms of staging. Some of the set designs are fab. I've just reviewed Dangerous Corner, and that's got an Art Deco set. So, yeah, again,
that's at the Apollo in Newport.
That's at the Apollo. And yeah, I was very fortunate to review Cinderella, which was Ventnor Theatre Group.
Oh, yeah.
And that was up at Ventnor Winter Gardens. And I've never, it was a full house the day I went, the afternoon I went, and it got a standing ovation. And rightly so. It was, you know, when you feel you're watching a professional production, and that's what it felt like.
Yeah, very, very good, aren't they?
So, yeah, so, and it swings and roundabouts when you go around. Obviously, if you're in a larger theatre, a larger space, they've got certain, they've got space, they've got the people, the technology, we had the technology to do this, etc. You know, and then you might have a small village hall. I mean, Bembridge Village Hall do some fantastic plays up there.
So
you don't have to be in a big theatre to put on a production and to have good plays, good theatre.
That's good to know. So what are you reviewing next, Cheryl?
Something called Relatively Speaking by Alan Aikbourne, which I think is at something beginning with Shanklin Theatre.
Yes, first week of March.
Yes. I've recently, as I said, reviewed Dangerous Corner. I've also recently reviewed a play called Development Hell, which was written by a young writer who's at Ryde School.
Yes, Will Perkins. I interviewed Will on here a while ago. Very talented young man.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was enthralled. What a good writer. And I thought, only 17.
I know.
That was fantastic. So that's the pleasure of actually going to review plays written by people that you know, are new writers as well.
I know. Yeah,
so
fantastic.
I'm very fortunate on that.
I know. And it's one of the reasons I love doing this show as well, because you just meet so many people, including you, Cheryl.
There's so much
talent on the Isle of Wight.
There is.
I suppose every radio station in every town in Britain probably says, what a talented place this is. But like you, I have been around to a few places, and I've got to be honest, I think the island is just stunning.
Yes.
The depth of the talent in across arts and entertainment is really amazing here, I think.
Yeah, I mean, with the Panto edition, with Sardine's Panto edition, there were over, I think, 14 different societies. And I don't know, I think there are over 20 drama groups or people like Origins and Joe Plum's group that have developed and just expanded, you know, their productions. And I think of myself, there probably are a few that I've missed. If I have, apologies, but I will get round to you.
Yeah. And if people want to have a look at your stuff, Cheryl, you know, the stuff you write, there's a publishing house called Lazy Bee Scripts, isn't there?
Yes, I'm published.
L-A-Z-Y-B-E-E Scripts, I think it is, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, yeah. And the Sardines magazine, that's a website. You can just Google Sardines.
Sardines, and that comes up, yes.
Yeah, fantastic.
And they are the only ones that right now for amateur theatre.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty good magazine.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in, Cheryl. It's lovely to chat to you at last.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're
we'll,
welcome.
We'll meet you again soon.
You will.
You're going to be in a play, What I Wrote.
I am.
No, I thought I'd mention it again. I'm so excited.
I can't wait to be on that coach trip.
Well plugged.
I've got my seat reserved. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Cheryl.